and he is brilliant. And dancing and kirtaning in this. Go, Prima! One kirtan more. Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot achieve our goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has double mercy. Krishna has causeless mercy. Or plus Radha Srimati Radhika has more causeless mercy. More. And both together in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna gave his friend divine love, but waiting, measurementing. If you have that kind of honor for Krishna and Saranagati, surrender to Krishna, then he will wait, measure, and he will crave friends like that. If you have done in part, he will give part, not full. But causeless mercy of Krishna and Srimati Radhika has come down in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So without mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot go an inch even in divine love. So first we should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It is very, very difficult. So we need the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We have so many offenses in our hearts, so many unearths, you know, unwanted things, which are not favorable for Krishna Bhakti. Also, ego, anger, lust, requirement of person's gratifications, we cannot control. So without the mercy, causeless mercy from Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot suffer and we cannot understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will have to go to in the center of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He is Baldev Prabhu, elder brother of Krishna. Mercifully I descended him to start with Krishna, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to accept the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, not easy as we think. Very, very hard. So we should come to lotus feet of Roop and Raghunath Prabhu. They'll make easy grammar like. They will make very easy. But it is too hard also. Not so simple. So what should we do? We will have to go to our bona fide guru and devotees in this world now present. Without their help, we cannot go to Roop and Raghunath. Moreover, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should begin our charity from home. We should honor the Vaishnavas, who are the parivar of family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should pray all. Srila Narottama Thakur, bona fide Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava. It has been written anywhere that he was Vilaspanjari of Krishna Leela last time. So we, after following, and if we will not follow, we cannot realize all this. But in Krishna consciousness, we should realize really what is Krishna consciousness. I think Narada is in Krishna consciousness. Prahlada Maharaj is in Krishna consciousness. We should realize that Rupa Goswami was in Krishna consciousness. We should realize all the disciples, our acharyas were in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not a party, not a sectarian thing. We should realize this. It is open for whole world, whole universe, to whole human entity, not human entity, but living entity. And so we should pray in the same manner as Narottam Thakur. This is very Krishna, very earnestly we should pray that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should appear here. With all associates, as
Om Gadari Tarada Ulakasari Ram.
In this song, when I will chant Hari Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, my heart will be lifted. Tears coming. No stop. Sometimes rolling down on the earth. Pain a day will come for me like this. This is mood of bhav or rati. Without rati, without bhava, such a stage will not come. We are so fallen. Not you, but myself. So fallen. Unqualified. Heart is tired, dry. So I am praying to Nityananda Prabhu. And we should pray to him. Oh Krishna yourself, Murabhar, you are the elder brother of Krishna. So you should bestow your causeless mercy. I am more fallen than Jagai and Madai. You have bestowed your mercy upon them. I am not qualified to have your mercy. I am so fallen. Jagai madhai haite muise papista. Mor naam jai lae, tar punna khoi. Ar mor jam jai sune, tar punna
tar paap hoy.
Eman nirganya seva nera kripa kare, ek nityani dai dinu. O Nityananda Prabhu, there are none to save. You are only the person. If and when hear my name, all good things will go. And if anyone hear my name, all evils and pop will come. I'm more wretched than stool. And the insects of food. But yes, I have heard that you are so merciful, so I have come in your lotus face. If you will have no mercy upon me, then I will declare to all whole world that he is not merciful. So you should mind, consider, you want this? Then you should not accept it, otherwise you destroy your mercy. I know that you have to bestow mercy upon me, because I am qualified for this. most qualified in this world. Who is qualified? Those who are so wretched, most wretched in this world. So I am qualified for this, for your mercy. So bestow your mercy. So be thankful. Arka Benitai Chandra. You know that Narottam Thakur was a bona fide acharya in our disciplic line. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and all the acharyas have followed him. I know that this Krishna was so much dear to Swamiji also, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He used to tell me that you should sing this kirtan. And I used to do this kirtan, and he used to play on nothing. He used to know. He was master of all arts. From a child to old person, he was excellent. Distributing this endless mercy and affection, all used to know that he is loving no more. These are the specialty of bona fide acharya arhi. I have heard in cases of his ones singing him on harmonium this kirtan alone. So in this kirtan, it has been told that by the grace of, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, are all evils and unfavorable habits, aparad, offenses will go off. And we will realize that this should go and follow Rupa Goswami, Nityananda will tell and order us, oh, one Krishna, Prem, Braj Prem, the highest goal of Visadhana and Bhajan is the one. This, then you should go and take shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. You know Jiva Goswami? When he was born, and when he went to Mayapur, and when he met to Vishnu Priya Devi. You know Vishnu Priya Devi? She was wife of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actually he was Saptabhama. And she was not only Saptabhama, moreover she was Hladini and Sambit Sakti mixed. That is Prema Bhakti. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home and went to Puri in renounce order, she became faint, rolling down on the earth. The last night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, after so many days, she came smiling to Vishnu Kumbha. It was the first chance in his life, in her life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came smiling and he brought a betel net and he gave it to Vishnu Kumbha. And he decorated his hairs first time in her life. And very pleasing talks. He used to talk with her. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad but happy, but she was not happy. She was thinking, in morning I went to bath in Ganges, so near. And when I was going, I was knocked. And some blood came from my face. Again I went, and when I was bathing, my
nose ring
was fell down in Ganges. And it was the time of marriage.
The symbol of marriage.
Symbol of marriage. And it went. I said so much, my dear. I thought that all will be helped today. My head is so bad. I'm so unlucky. What is going to happen? And evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by thinking that if a light is to go, just the door, like this. I've seen in hurricanes and in oil lamps. It will do thup, thup, and it will. So, what is the reason? What is the cause? My husband is dealing so diligently with me. Always doing Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Now, in this world, at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his Yogmaya and Sushlap at once. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and jumped up from Ganges, went to Kantak Nagari, and there he was taken in launch part. This Krishna. After this, he began to weep. Sachinna also weeping so much. She used to take one rice, taking so much rice, and counting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, up till midday, very, very small.
Small.
And she used to cook that rice. Washing from her tears. And demanding always gold, gold. Chaitanya the gold. And cooked. And used to give to Sachimaha. Sachimaha used to offer his Narayan. And after this, she used to give it to Vishnupriya, and Vishnupriya again giving whole Mahaprasadam to Sachimaha. He used to take very little and used to keep some for Vishnupriya. Of this, she used to take very small and he used to give Mahaprasadam to all other Ishan Thakur and all. Whole life she did manage. So she is Prima Bhakti Swarupa. But in no Thakur, not from Thakur, they have written all these things. So, see, when we went to see him, then she was weeping so much. She only saw the feet, lotus feet, not this. And he heartily blessed to Yudhishthira. Nityananda from far away, he was seeing the pathetic scene. Wherever you have received the blessing of Sri Krishna, you should go to Vrindavan. He ordered. Your whole family is there. Who is family? Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And go in the shelter of Rupa Goswami. Don't think that this is my
uncle.
You should hear Gurudev. And he at once went to Vrindavan on foot, walking, weeping, and he went to Rupa Goswami, to Sanatana Goswami, and to Sanatana. Yes, was very enlightened person at that time in whole world, equivalent, not one, like Jesus Christ. He used to correct the books of Rupa Goswami where grammatical anything is there. Not moved, only grammatical. And used to write and do. So Nityananda Prabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan. So this should be mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. You should also give me a scope and this fortune that I should go to Vrindavan to follow Rupa and Sakha. What is Vrindavan? Murta, Vigraha of Prem.
Embodiment of Prem.
Embodiment of Prem is Vrindavan. Not other than Krishna, Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatayat, Tat Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramyaka Chitu Pashana Badu Badu Varge Najakalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amala, Prema Pumartho Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Navaram. In very brief, this is the essence of all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching, Rupa Goswami teaching, written by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Our Aradhya Dev is whole Aradhya Dev. Brajendanandan Shyamasundar, the son of Yashoda, or the son of Nanda Maharaj. And as he is versatile, Vrindavan also is the same thing. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan for a moment yet. Who goes to Dwarka and Mathura, that should be treated as Vasudev Krishna. Both Tattata, by Tattata Dwarman, but by Rasadat Vichar, by philosophy of Rash, they are not same. Tattva is same. Same Krishna. That he cannot take float in Dwarka and Mathura. He will have to take Yogi, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and bow and arrow there. Having golden and Hirajararat, and he will have to give his parichay.
Identification.
Identification, that I am Jadav, I am not Dwala. And no Bansi, no cock feathers here, no in Tribhangatham, Tribhangatham you know?
Three cookets.
And not cookets.
Three times bamboo.
Yes. So, he is only Jadav, in Mathura, he never lives. Always in Vrindavan. With Gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all others. This is Vrindavan. The highest aim and the process by which Gopis set Krishna and Radha, conjugal, divine pair, is our Gopis. And it is proof from Bhagavad. Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam can present. This is the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So, the highest affection and love in Gopis, and especially in Srimati Radhika, is the highest love in the Mahaprabhu. And that is called Mahabhava and more than all. For an aim and object, our Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is learned from Thakur. They have told all these things. That will have to be qualified. What are the qualifications for all this? I don't want to tell myself, but I want to tell that Swamiji should come and tell this. How he will tell? He will tell from his book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to achieve the prem, you will have to follow the devotees referred in this slok asabandha samutakan
chanti
tadatta kalattam viraktir manushunyata asabandha samutakan thanamudane sadaruchi ఆసక్తి తద్వసతి స్థలే తద్గుణాఖ్యానే
స్థితి
వసతి స్థలే ఇత్యాదో అనుభావా సాజ్జాత భవంకురే. దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ గుడ్ థింగ్. వి షుడ్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ్, ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, రియల్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, యు హ్యావ్ టు లవ్ దిస్ and to know all these things. Without this we cannot be bona fide devotees. If you want to be bona fide Krishna consciousness and bona fide devotees, these symptoms in any Vaishnava we should try to follow. Patat is asabandha. These are perhaps 8 qualities. I want that Shikar Siman Namadip Prabhu should read this sloka, and he should also read the purpose of this sloka, and then something I will try to explain. So you should know that this sloka is not line of Swamiji. It is not anything different. But it may be that it is something, not nothing. That is, there are two methods, negative and positive. Only negative cannot do without positive. To chant, to remember, to do what are favorable for bhakti, sharanagati, the association of very bona fide Vaishnavas, these are
positive.
Don't take wine, don't have lust, anger, don't do offenses, shatam ninda, don't do evil to any Vaishnava. Don't do avagya to Gurudev. Avagya means
neglect
your Gurudev. Gurudev is telling, ordering, all give me a glass of water. Gurudev, I am not seeing any time good water. What to do? There is no sweet water. And he is trying to abandon this. This is avagya. You are worshipping in temple, that is Radha and Krishna. Your Gurudev at once comes. You will think that Gurudev has ordered me. When you are worshipping, don't talk with anyone, don't go out of temple, and you should and do archana, worship. But when you have begun and you have done half of the worship, in the meantime Gurudev, oh, where is my boy? Where? He will not speak. Because he has told me not to speak, not to honor anyone. So I am following him. This is Niyamagra. It is Abhagya for Gurudev. You should keep up that person. Everything attend and honor. Keep him seat, proper seat, and honor what he needs. And then again come and worship. Because what you have known, only to the, by the grace of Gurudev. So don't neglect. Also we should know that if we were ashamed that my Guruji is also taking Mahaprasadam, I also take it milk. He is sleeping. And also I am sleeping. What I am doing, he is doing everything. He is old person, so he sleeps more than me. So he is a person, I am also the same person, but he is some qualified in some case. He know some argument of Shastra. That I don't know, because I am not so learned. But I am the same as him. Sometimes it may be that he remembers so many slokas, more than Gurudev. Oh, I am more qualified man by Gurudev. These are all our grand offense. So, we should try to avoid these are what? Not
favorable.
And these are negative things. And positive thing, you should honor Gurudev. To honor all Vaishnavas is the honor of Gurudev. Yes or no? What I told? To honor Vaishnavas is honor of Gurudev. And the honor of Gurudev is honor of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should always remember. This is Krishna consciousness. If you are not following all these things, you are not Krishna consciousness. I think, I got this belief that Narada was Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj was Krishna consciousness. All the acharyas were in Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami was of Krishna consciousness because he has found Vishnu, Vaishnava, Raj, Sabha, you know, perhaps some senior Vaishnava may know. Vishnu, Vaishnava, Vaishnava, international Sabha of Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas. Sabha means?
Assembly.
Assembly. International Vaishnava Assembly. The same way in New World, Krishna consciousness, international Krishna. Same thing. So we should try to follow and to realize what is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not making any party, not what he has told in this slope. First read this slope and then perfectly use it.
With ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Okay. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and affection for those places where the Lord resides, that is, a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are all called anubhav, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. It's not given.
If anyone not obeying me, who is abusing me, and doing something which is not favorable to me, and a cause to be angry, but not. This is called shanti. If anyone like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten, but he never told that, oh Krishna, you should punish this person. So shanti. If there is a shanti, then you can do bhajan. Otherwise, sometimes, but to tani.
Ichi.
Sometimes here, sometimes here. And for how long? Life, you will do this. Someone come here against you, someone there, and you also always be disturbed. and your bhajan will be good. Be like Prahlad Maharaj. Be like Rupa Sanatana. So many problems were arranged by his father, Prahlad Maharaj. But he was never perturbed. He was so sharp. Not praying to Krishna that, you should
protect
me, save me from all these troubles, sufferings. If anything like suffering coming without calling to us, if oldness is coming without calling, feet are going, eyes are getting, are weak, we have nothing to do. We can repair something, but how many days? Again, and we will die. So they must be tolerated. In Gita, every parent has been told. Death, sorrow, and all kinds. Sukh, dukha, samakritva, labha, labha, jaya, jaya. This is not in Atma. Suffering, sorrow, and all. Outwardly, forwardly. But when done in past, your deaths, you have to tolerate. This comes in two ways. If you have done wrong in past times, as a fruit, they will come as a suffering, so many troubles, and all other things. But for a devotee who is surrendered soul, we see this also in case of Draupadi. She was not only surrendered, but moreover she was Shakti to Krishna, more favorable and more dear among to all Pandavas also. He used to tell her, my dear friend, that how suffering we have had to suffer. The devils wanted to make them naked. And they wanted to take her sari. But Krishna said, Krishna came in the shape of clothes. And he said, Prahlad Maharaj had to suffer. Sita Devi had to be suffered. But he had not done anything wrong in his past. But why they had suffered? To teach whole world. What is love? What is all these things? And how Krishna sets anyone who has surrendered soul? Only to teach these things. So you should not think that the devotees who are suffering, they have done wrong in their past life, you should not think. You should think that Krishna wants to give some lessons for them, or it may be that they pray Krishna that, I'm not so humble. I have no tolerance. I'm very rich. And they are surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna is making them, oh, how to tolerate. I'm giving lesson to you. He's not controlled by that, by karma, but controlled by Krishna himself. Jamkana touch them. Only they are in control of Krishna. Now those who are taking them, they are out of control of death and all. Jam Maharaj also. So their suffering is to make humble them and to give lesson for whole world. So we should not think like it. Otherwise it will be offense. If you think that Jay and Vijay had done offense anything, that is why he came in the shape of demons. But be worse. If you think like so, you will come in the category of demons. you are doing some nonsense things. This will happen. Sri Vas Pandit was so poor, so much poor. Haridas Thakur has come in Muslim dynasty. Waste of nothing. Brahma has come in the shape of Haridas Thakur. Prahlad Maharaj has come in the shape of Haridas Thakur. Combined dekhe. Sri Vas Pandit was not a poor person, but he was especially in Nara. Having nothing, he was niskinchan Vaishnava. So we should not think like this. So, Chanti, if any cause comes to be angry, we should not be angry. These are nothing but they are only connected with bodies. Abhyatthakalaptam, the meaning of Abhyatthakalaptam. You will see in very chaste, but in very pure Vaishnava, that he never lacks his 1 second time usage. Chanting, serving, reminding, reading, doing any worshipping all day and night. His sleeping is also to serve Krishna. His going to tool is also for service of Krishna. His everything is like, now that means
not in vain.
Virakti. What is the meaning of virakti? Rakti, anurakti and virakti. What is Jinnan's order? Vairagya. Karag has two meanings. Vigataraj, Visheshraj. Vigataraj means
detachment from
material. No detachment from all worldly desires. But it will be when you are so much attached to Krishna. You are not attached to Krishna, then real variety can come. So, a special anugar, prem to Krishna, and it makes that we have no haste, no any attachment with worldly things. This is very good. And this is renounce order. Not taking a sannyas bandhu state, and pray cloths, that is not renounce. But nowadays, common person, things like so. And some are getting up also now. So we should know all the reality, asa bandhana, santi abhatta kalatvam, virakti, manasunyata. If you want to chant harinam purely, then mana shunyata. Hridayatapi sunichena, tarurapi sansmruna, amanya manadena pratyanina sadhana. If you want to chant her name, then you should try to learn these things, not only in the mind, but in action you should have to establish in that through four truths. If you are not following these rules, four, you cannot chant your name. And this is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to, that your heart should be melted and tears should come, then you should follow this. That Trinadapi Suni Chena, this should be like Dinhi, Dinhi means
humble.
Or more than trees, then
grass,
grasses. If that under feet we are going walking on
grasses,
they told never anything. But again you will take your feet from them, they will like so. So Vaishnava should be more
humble
than these grasses. Don't, you should learn tolerance from trees. Trinadapi sunichena taravapi, taro means trees, like mango tree. If you go and cut the branches of tree, they will never tell that don't cut it. Animals sitting on the branches of the tree and cutting another branch, they will not object anymore. If you are sitting under the shade, they will tell that. If you make tents and doors and chairs and furniture, they will not tell it. If you give a stone, they will give you very sweet fruits. So you should learn this thing from trees. His bark, his roots, his leaves, his branches, his fruits, everything he gives free to all. Anything not for him, but for all. So Vaishnava should be like this tree. His life, his everything should be for all, benefit for all, not for us. So whatever you do for
benefit.
Benefit of all, and for benefit of Krishna and benefit of yourself. Always remind this thing. Otherwise you cannot be a very pure Vaishnava. Manasunyata. You should try to give honor to all Vaishnavas according to their qualification. Not to all same thing. According to their quality, whether they are third class means Kanishtha Vaishnava, Mattam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari, they should be treated and given honor and according to their qualification. And if you will do same, this will be our plan of us. So we should try to realize who is Vaishnava or not. All are same root, all are some one thing. The lips of Tulsi or sand, we should not think that. Manasunyata, we should not
expect
any
honor.
Give honor. So Manasunyata, Ashabandha, though I am fallen, I am not a pure Vaishnava, but I know, I have a firm, very strong desire that I will have that thing. I will have Krishna Prem. In 110,000 years, but yet I will not like anything other, only this Prem. And it will must be done. This is called Ashabandha. Don't be hopeless. Some devotees become hopeless, no fruit is there, but fruit is there. You are not seeing, you are not looking. Ajavan did not follow that when he has taken first name of Narayan, he tells all their gun. He realized after meeting from four Vishnu groups. He realized. So you should know all these things. Samudkantha, you know that I will surely have this, but you say Samudkantha, what is Samudkantha? When I will have this thing, when I will be a pure Vaishnava, when I will go to Vrindavan, when I will see Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurachandra, and when I will realize what is Vrindavan, what is Krishna Prema I will realize. This is called Samutkanda. Namadane Sadaruchi. Ruchi. First good initiation. Association. Serving Gurudev and serving Vaishnava. Anartha will go away. Then Ruchi will come. First Sadda. Nishtha will come and after that Ruchi will come. So Namadane Ruchi. And I'm doing so much of Ruchi. We should see that in this Vaishnava this is really this big honor. And try to follow him. Ashaktis Prabhunathyane. If he sees an ant, he begins to remember Krishna and to tell like Sukadeva Goswami what he told Parikshit Maharaj. Where, seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in my Gurudev. And I also know that this was in the character of Srila Swamiji Maharaj. Always, he was doing explanation, writing explanation, giving explanation of Krishna, past times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, past times. Always explaining Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, and so many books. It is called Asakti Tat Gunathyane, Priti Tat Vasasthe, Vasati Sthale. Swamiji just to tell that my office is in Bombay, my Sadhanbhumi is in
Navadvip,
and my home is in
Vrindavan.
Where Krishna is? The home of Krishna is home of devotees. So he should be very glad to be in Vrindavan. Priti, so much honor, affection in Vrindavan, Navadvip, Sipuri Dham. Ityadeo, Anubhava, Ityadi. There are many so more. These are the Anubhava of Asakti, Prem, not Prem, Bhava. If you see these qualities, then you must know. Then we should know that we should believe that he is bona fide Vaishnava. He is pure Vaishnava. And we should try to hear from him. Try to do kirtan in his guidance, otherwise our kirtan will be like the song of Sain. Sain, you know.
Frogs.
If you are not in guidance of them and doing kirtan Hare Krishna, it will not do. You should be in guidance of that class of person. If you are doing kirtan in the guidance of Swamiji, then it is kirtan, otherwise no. Songs of
frogs.
Prabhupada has told him of everything, everywhere it has been said. So we should try and follow. Now, time is over. Tomorrow there will be some program. We will go to
take
darshan. Here, one of the Prabhupada's center here. Then the meeting will be perhaps, no meeting perhaps. No. I'm so glad to come here. I'm so seeing so many devotees here. Dancing and doing kirtan here. I become Prabhupada teacher. I've given my heartly blessings to you that Prabhupada, your Prabhupada means Swamiji, his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So please, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurachandra, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
बहुत अच्छा टोटली तो कृष्णा कॉन्सियसनेस हो गया
बहुत
सारा है या आने के बाद में तो तेरे प्रश्न में जायो
धन्यवाद हो
जायो
I pray the Vaishnavas they are here that I have tried to give you the message of Swamiji. But if I have done anything wrong, it has been done unknowingly. So I should be forgiven for this. I am not a so qualified Vaishnava. I want to be best of holy and so pure Vaishnava. I only want to take the lotus dust off from their feet. So I must be forgiven for that. If I have told anything which has pinched you anyone or anything wrong, then pray like this. Gaur Pramana. Hare Krishna. One question.